something in your blood?
Well, maybe depression, yeah. But
don't hear that much now, does it?
No.
I'm talking about the animals that you you mentioned, horses. What about a male horse? We call that a...
I don't know.
Stallion?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the female? That would be...
Be a mare.
And talking about horses, you say you get on a horse and you begin to...
When you you talking about? I mean, are you thinking about
just when you
a gait, you trot, something like that?
Or
is it
just plain old
ride? Just ride.
And past, you say yesterday,
have ridden.
Or say if a little child went to sleep in bed in the morning, he found himself on the floor. He might say, "Well, in the night, I must have."
Rolled off the bed, fallen off the bed.
And those things that you put on horses' feet to protect them, those would be called?
Shoes.
Do people around here play a game with those things ever?
Well, I used to, long time ago. They play horseshoes. They don't play games around here anymore.
It's mostly work.
Well, nowadays, you see, everybody has an automobile. And they go places.
Right. And the parts of the horse's feet that those shoes go on, you call those?
The hoof.
Mm-hmm. And cervical, you would say, the horse
hooves. Hooves.
Did you say yesterday that people raised sheep around here at one time?
Emily did, yes. People used to have raised sheep and goats. I almost got one in the road yesterday. I was fussing about this that old man. I said if I'd run over that billy goat that I never would hear the last of it. But I don't think they're supposed to be running loose in the woods, so.
Probably not. Do you have any idea what you would call the male sheep?
That's a ram.
Like a female?
Is a ewe.
Mm-hmm. What about the male hog?
That's a boar.
And a little one?
It's a pig. Little pig.
Anything between a pig and a full-grown hog?
A shoat.
Yeah.
That may all be funny sounding language. I don't know. I mean, you've heard that before?
Well, what about say if you had a male hog and you altered it, you would call that a...
Now that I don't know.
You ever heard people talk about having a barra or a bar or something?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Which... How did they say it?
A bar.
Mm-hmm. And those stiff hairs on a hog's back, that would be the...
Bristles, I believe.
Sure. And some of them have these long teeth, you know?
They have tusk.
And the things that you pour the feed in for a hog, that would be a...
That's a trough.
And if you had more than one, you'd say you have several.
Troughs.